Hi, I'm Heather.
And I'm Brittany.
We are the okayest moms, but we're also creatives, businesswomen, and best friends.
This podcast was created as a community for the modern mom.
We know you're doing your best despite the conflicting messages that you aren't doing it as well as someone else.
We believe in self-care, mom friends as our sanity, and that motherhood looks different for everyone.
Most of all, we believe that you are more than just mom.
So join us as we talk about a range of topics from motherhood to frivolous reality TV and everything in between.
Welcome to the Okayest Moms podcast.
Hey, everybody. We are back for another episode. Hey, Brittany.
Hey, Heather.
And we have a special guest today. We are so excited to have Kelly Bandis with us, friend of the pod, fellow housewife lover. We're so happy to have you, Kelly, because we get tired of talking just to ourselves, so we're happy to mix in somebody else here.
Well, I get tired of talking to myself because I'm, you know, quarantined like everybody else, and my husband does not want to talk about this.
Oh, gosh.
Housewife, so I basically slid into your DMs and was like, let me.
Those are my favorite DMs to get. We know who we like the best by the people who respond to our housewife stuff.
They're a special kind of people.
They really are.
Garbage people, I like to call them. But it's okay because we are garbage people too. So it's an inclusive term.
It's a term of endearment.
Yes.
You know, we all have our people. And if this is how we find them, then so be it. Well, as much as I wish that we were all at a winery together looking over the wine trees, I don't know them. We're each sequestered in our bedrooms by ourselves. But this episode, Real Housewives could not have premiered at a better time. I mean, honestly.
Amen.
Yeah, I needed the New York ladies in my life, for sure.
They just fill a hole in my heart that nobody else can.
Well, because we can't hang out with our real friends. And I mean, we've been watching these ladies so long. I feel like I know them. I feel like they are part of my crew. And so to be quarantined with them in my house seems slightly more tolerable. If I can like hang with Ramona, not Tinsley, but like just Ramona.
See, mine's not Luann. Like, okay.
Oh my gosh. Oh, Lou. Get out of here. Luann.
Lower level Lou.
Lower level Lou. Oh my gosh. Luann, enough with the spiders.
Oh God. And a fridge full of booze.
Yeah.
I would, side note, I would freaking love to stay in Ramona's basement.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Amazing. It did. It looked amazing.
With that deep couch as Ramona, we just sit here and just watch a movie. And
it looked fantastic. I mean, it looked like every lower level where I would go and like sneak drink Smirnoff Ice. Growing up in high school, like that was luxury. I don't know what she was complaining
with its own entrance.
With its own entrance, she was just mad that she could not bring a man home to hang out in the lower level with her. That's what she was really grumpy about when she was texting, you know,
truly
angry texting Ramona and CCing Dorinda. That's what she was really pissed about.
Okay, let's. We'll get to all this too again. Let's start from the beginning.
All right. So they open up. Lou is on her way to the chiropractor because she just cannot from sleeping in that terrible bed. And they're headed, the rest of the gals are headed off to the winery. And
I always forget. Okay. Sorry. Going to the chiropractor. And then my first thought is like, how's she going to do that? We're on a lockdown. But obviously, like, this is way before. Yes,
this is pre-quarantine time.
Life.
Freely go about as you please.
No, I was thinking about that too. Like when they're saying hello and they're all double kissing.
Yes.
Oh, right.
What a life we used to live.
Well, speaking of these quarantine times, Leah's talked about her approach to alcohol, and she's like, "I'm not really sober, but I'm also like not drinking." And I was like, "You know what? That just kind of sums up my quarantine approach to alcohol too." I'm not an alcoholic, but I feel like I could be.
Desperate times, man.
Mm-hmm.
So watching them sit around the table, I just couldn't help but think, Ramona is fresh off of reading a Brené Brown book, right?
Yeah.
That's the vibe you're getting?
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, she always does this in the beginning of the season. Like, she always keeps it together. I'm like, do I like Ramona? Is Ramona normal?
How and could then you not like Ramona? Like,
oh, there she is. There's the guys. She's back. She can't keep it together the whole season.
Oh, Ramona. She's just... Well, it was just so contrived. And the funniest part of me, of it to me, was that, I mean, like, who hasn't been sitting around a table full of girlfriends with a glass of wine and, like, had, like, that same heart-to-heart kind of conversation? But maybe this was just, like, the editing of it. But they had been there all of, like, 5 minutes before Ramona was like, so, tell me your deepest, darkest secret.
I was worried when she started it that way, but I actually, like, I don't know. I feel like they really like bonded then. So maybe she knows what she's doing with this group. Who knows?
It did feel like a really sincere moment, but coming from Ramona, it's always just so robotic.
Just like her walk.
Yeah. I do love the edit that they gave Sonia in that scene where she's just absolutely not making a lick of sense. And they're all like cutting their eyes at each other. Just like a full Looney Tune.
I can just imagine what it all sounded like, truly. Like,
so what are we thinking about Leah so far?
I love Leah so far. I think she's fun, and I think she gives great confessionals. I don't know how great she is, like, in the dynamic of the show yet, but I do love her confessionals.
I agree. She's got some good takes. Mm-hmm. And especially with these women, they need somebody who knows how to stand up to them without getting overly emotional.
Yes.
So,
that was Tinsley's downfall.
Yeah, Tinsley, like when she was speaking Chinese to her dogs last week, she jumped the shark for me. Like, that was enough from her. It was so utterly ridiculous.
What did you guys think of Dorinda's metaphor of Tinsley being an iceberg?
Oh, God, Dorinda.
I don't think there's anything below the surface.
No.
Like, there's nothing there. I don't know why Dorinda is pushing so hard for something more.
Yeah. I think my theory with that is that Dorinda sees a lot of herself in Tinsley and, like, the choices she's made. And so that's why she gets so upset and, like, invested in her decisions, which really have no effect on her whatsoever.
No, she was spewing vitriol at Tinsley at that party. Like, she came in so hot about laying on her back for heels for the shoes,
but then also defended Sonia being a trophy wife. Like, I know I'm jumping ahead here, but at that party Sonia was accused of being a trophy wife, and instead of defending Sonia, who was trying to claim she wasn't, she was basically like, it's fine if you are, but for Tinsley it's not.
It doesn't make sense.
No, it's projecting.
But, like, Dorinda's storyline, her arc this season of, like, being really put out because she's redoing her second home, just, like, is not fitting with me at these times. So, like, she's so stressed because of a home renovation.
And she keeps talking about John, about, like, how he doesn't get it because he's never run a home. And it's like, well, does he live in a cardboard box? Like, what does he not get?
And we've all been telling her to leave John for years.
Literally, like,
he's
years.
Not new. He's sucked forever.
He's terrible.
He's not new.
I talked about this in our last episode, but I'm just in the season, I think it's 8, where John goes haywire, we realize what a douche he is. So now every time they talk about John, that's all I think about.
Yeah.
Because obviously she's hidden that now for seasons, and I think people have forgotten. But he's a huge douche.
Right. I know. They're giving him, like, a nice edit now. But he's a big blob of nothing. He can't even make a lasagna properly. I don't know why.
Right!
He looks like he shouldn't be able to make a good lasagna. And he can't.
He does.
Oh, yeah.
Very disappointing.
Oh, Dorinda. I don't know. This might be the quarantine talking, but I really was identifying with everything she was saying around that table of, like, I feel like I'm always the anchor and I just want to be the boat that people are tied to. And I'm like, you know what? I get that. But my issue is not about renovating my house. It's about just my life.
Yeah, no, I thought that too. That's so funny.
I know. Her, Dorinda and Ramona always, like, I love them 1 minute and hate them the next. Like, I can never feel the same way more than 5 seconds with them. And so then they start talking about the party that they're going to later at Joe Farrell's house, who apparently everyone has dated. He's apparently the, you know, Aviva's.
Yes. Harry.
Dubin.
Oh, yeah. Harry Dubin.
Yes. He's the Harry Dubin with an underbite.
And he hosts Trump fundraisers at his house.
I was going to say, can we just all take a moment to applaud the shady ass producers of New York who put up the Trump supporter headline? I just, chef's kiss. Perfect.
Well done. Well played.
And then one thing that stuck out to me, Ramona and her secret dates, always. Always with her secret.
I you gotta applaud her. Her time management skills are impeccable. I feel like I can't even remember a Zoom call for my kids' kindergarten class, and she's squeezing in dates every which way.
I love Dorinda's sliding doors impression of her going on dates. Like, oh, I'm going on a date. Back over here on a date. I was rolling. It was so good. Because she doesn't even, like, schedule her dates around meals. She's like, oh, it's 2:15.
Yeah.
I'm for a date.
Got to film until at least then, and I'm going to ask them the hard-hitting questions, and we're going to get what we need, and then I'm going to go to my date, and then I'm going to go to my party. It's like...
Could you even imagine a date with Ramona?
Like, no.
If that's how intense she was around a table of girlfriends, like, on a date, oh, my God.
She and her flirting style is just, oh my God.
Oh, no.
It's so cringy.
It's so bad. I feel like it's from like the 1940s. She's like, you want to light my fire? Like, what?
Listen, if she's not flirting, she's dead. Okay, guys?
It's hard to watch, but you can't look away.
No. So then they all are back at Ramona's getting ready for this party at the $39 million home.
Lord.
And in breezes Lou. In her dress. I couldn't get over how much there was to talk about this dress. Like, it was a very basic run-of-the-mill dress. I mean, like, as far as, like, fashion goes on the Housewives. And, I mean, according to Ramona, it belongs in Atlanta, which I don't know what that means. But then Sonia's line of, like, oh, so we're doing the Laura Ashley thing again, was just, like...
But I did love the flashback to Bethany asking her if she was having an allergy attack from her dress. With, like, real fresh cut flowers on her hat. I miss Bethany. I do.
Yeah. What do you miss? What do you think's missing from this season?
So I feel like from Bethany, we could get great confessionals, which I feel like maybe Leah will give us, like she'll take Bethany's place. But I feel like we could expect one killer blow up from Bethany at any point, but you never knew when it was coming. Like with Dorinda, it's like constant blow-ups. Yeah,
lots of slurring.
I would say, well, the fuck's going on? I would invite her into my home. I think I just miss Bethany's like subtle shade and her great confessionals.
Mm-hmm. She knew how to produce too. I know that's like a cliche thing, but she knew how to like ask what questions that would bring out more. She was good at it.
Yes.
Yeah, I miss her too. I mean, I still am enjoying the season a lot, so we'll see.
Well, that's what the great thing about New York is that the cast of characters is so deep that when you have one solid player out of the game, you don't notice it immediately. Mm-hmm. I would love to have her back, but I don't know that I'm missing her.
Yeah, I love her, but I think we're good. I think we got a good group.
I'm really loving Leah. When she walked into that party and just like that, her hot take of like, this is some weird white people shit. I was like, 100% yes.
What did she say? What kind of, eyes wide shut?
Yeah.
Some eyes wide shut shit. That was so great. She's so good.
It was perfect.
Smart. Yes, I'm excited about her. And what is with all of the tattoo shade? Like, these boomers need to get over it.
Right? I feel like that was, like, some drama that they all decided, like, oh, let's go after her tattoos. Like, it felt fake to me. I don't know. Yeah. It felt a little produced.
I think it's just, like, a weird waspy thing to not have tattoos. Like, I think, like, Ramona and Sonia, like, come from this, I don't know, like, they at least have this, like, peek into society, and it seems like, you know, all of the toppers of their world don't have, they're not tattooed burly men, and so that's just, like, out of their scope of understanding.
Yeah, so that one.
I think it was ridiculous, because she even said, like, yes, I'm going to get this one removed. I don't like it, but.
Yeah.
That wasn't enough for them.
Yeah.
Ramona or Sonia at this party. Well, Ramona at this party too. Oh my God. Ramona just constantly acting like she is just the ultimate networker and that she knows everybody. It's just this game that she's trying to convince everyone of is just exhausting to watch.
It is hard to watch. And she'll like extend a hand, like they're dignitaries or something. And they're all just like old Republican, rich white people that no one's ever heard of. And she's like, oh, but meet my friends. They're so important. No one cares. No one. And why are you hosting a party at somebody else's house?
Right.
Did she have ever heard?
It
does not make sense.
She was just trying to have like some kind of Gatsby moment. And I couldn't. Also, what was the dress code for this party? Ramona was like in some kind of sundress that she would wear in Cabo. And Sonia is dressed like she's going to like a black tie dinner. Like none of it made any sense. Leah had a jean jacket on. there was a lot happening.
It was wild.
But Sonia perseveres over the $39 million house, not having any gin. And she gets the job done with some Tito's.
Well, before they even left for the party, I wrote down a quote. I've been drinking rosé all day and I feel great. I'm sure you do.
Maybe that was their problem.
That was like Miami last season. Like we built up to that all year and this is episode 3 and
that's what makes me excited.
I know. Here's the thing. With Real Housewives of New York, I could watch these ladies being sloppy at parties all season long, and I am just as riveted as like whatever BS dog storyline they had on Beverly Hills last year. That was like
preach, sister, preach.
Yes,
I'm 100% with you.
Speaking of Beverly Hills, what are your thoughts on the new season? Did you watch?
I did watch, and I was checking my phone through a lot of it. So I get that the storyline this year is going to be this like big blow up affair with Denise and Brandi Glanville. And I'm sure that that's going to be like super juicy and great. I don't really like watching people's marriages fall apart on TV. It just feels like a little bit too yucky, even for Bravo. And I love them, but I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, no, 100%. Aren't they still married though?
Oh, in real time? I don't know.
I think they are. So that's why I'm like, okay, they go through a rough patch here.
Yeah, maybe they get through it.
I'm pretty sure they're still married. So it's like, at least we have that to.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Think about. I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything otherwise. So I assume they are.
Yeah. That picture that you tagged me in today of her, though, like when she comes back in with that look, that like wild things look.
I'm so excited.
That's me at the core. It's so terrifying.
It's a picture of Denise sitting down for her confessional to tell the whole story. And what was the meme that we made today, Heather? I can't even remember what it said.
When you make your husband do the distance learning for the day or something.
Very timely meme.
It came to me when I was sitting in the other room listening to AJ battle Isla over getting her schoolwork done. And I felt my face like in this sinister look. And I was like, this must be the Denise Richards look. All right. So back to this weird white people shit party. I mentioned earlier how Ramona, I can love her 1 minute and just want to kill her the next. She says how she brings herself down to Sonia and she has to bring herself up to her other friends. And I just, oh God, I just wanted to punch her.
Agreed. She's a monster. We all know.
I know.
But she tries to hide it with her Brené Brown moments, like you said, Heather, but you know, at the very core, she's still the same Ramona who, I don't know, did Turtle Time 8 years ago and she'll never
run. I also feel like she's like not that I'm a psychologist or anything, but she maybe a little bit of a sociopath.
Yeah.
Like when she was asking them about their vulnerable moments, you could see in her eyes, like she was just trying to like model empathy on her face, and it wasn't really working, but she knew what those emotions should look like. So yeah, she was trying her best.
Well, yeah, I could be on board with that because it was such a contrived moment. Like she felt like she was something she had. It's like she like Googled like how to talk to girlfriends or something. Oh. And like she like read this article about like you need to feel vulnerable with them to bond, and so she's like, oh okay, oh Ramona. So Joe Farrell, what do we know about him other than he's dated half the housewives?
He probably has a tiny penis.
No, Leah's
100%.
Leah's take was spot on that you can be as ugly as you want as long as you have all this money.
That is what did it for me. That's what made me love her. Like, mm-hmm. You can be a dude and ugly and short. If you have a lot of money, it doesn't matter.
Also, does he have more teeth than the average person? It looked like he had an insane amount of teeth in his mouth. So then they go on a tour of the house, but that was not something Dorinda does because that's very American.
Oh, that was very annoying saying that. She's like, she lived in London for 10 years, which let's all like, call a spade a spade. London is the America of Europe. Like, that doesn't make you cultured. Get right off the course enough.
She likes to be the contrarian a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And I don't want to see anyone's house either. Like, being honest, like, going on a home tour is super boring at people's houses. But if there's a friggin' bowling alley in the basement, like, yeah, who doesn't want to see that? That's right. Amazing.
No, I don't want to tour your 1,500 square foot ranch house, but I do want to see your $39 million house.
Yeah, absolutely.
So shut up, Dorinda.
With the half pipe and the swinging chair.
Oh my God. Ramona got lifted into that chair. The look on her face, like she was Britney Spears in a music video. Oh God, Ramona.
I will say Ramona has one of her best confessional looks. That just debuted, I think, this episode, that purple top that she's doing in one of her confessionals. I do like, I feel like she's been wearing a lot of like washed out yellows and it makes her hair look nasty, but she has that nice.
Is it like a moto jacket?
No, it's like a mauve, just like a top.
Oh God, I missed it.
It was the best she's looked, I feel like. Her and Sonia's hair recently has just looked I feel like such a bitch right now, but whatever. So stringy.
Hey, they'll never listen to this.
There was a shot in this tonight's episode when they're getting ready where like Sonia's extension was just front and center. And it was just, I think at the time she was saying she's been drinking rosé all day. And I was like,
well, we can tell.
Yeah. Needs to stop putting them on her dog first.
And yeah.
In her hair because it's really affecting how they clip it. They look ratty.
Sonia's confessional look. I just can, guys, with the clip, the backwards clip.
Why is it backwards?
It's so bad.
Not good. Not good at all.
Please fire that intern.
I honestly think Tinsley's look, her pink look with the
JT
thing. Yes. Is worse.
And Tinsley's lashes are not great. And I know that's her whole brand now, but they are like, they look like bat wings. They are not good.
Gone overboard.
Tinsley's got two looks. She's got like 1950s porcelain doll in her creolin dress or whatever that material is called, that like fluffy stuff, or charro. And there's no in between. And I hate them all.
The French braids this year are like so severe, and it's every time she's on camera.
Are people still doing the French braids? Because I know the Kardashians were doing them for a long time, but I didn't know we were still doing that.
No, I feel like that was like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of her brand, right? She still wishes she was a socialite. 20 years old.
So Sonia gets a little belligerent, starts talking about how she doesn't shave her pussy and she's not a trophy wife.
Very weird when you say pussy.
You know, it's not my favorite word, but I had to quote the great Sonia.
She was wasted.
It wasn't a good look. But like you said, Kelly, like this is what we expect at least once in the season, but I didn't expect it the third episode in.
No, it was great. It was everything I wanted from a Hamptons party because last year's Hamptons party, like the lobster broil where Barb was there and like who Ramona was like putting lobsters in her purse.
Yeah. That
was a total snoozeville. I'm not big on the Hamptons parties. This was like 5 out of 5 stars. Play it again, watch it on repeat. Loved it.
It was a winner for sure. So Sonia is just belligerent and she is escorted out by everyone.
That whole montage of them leaving, I rewound 3 times to watch. It's like rounding up the cats and shoving them out the door.
Did you see Luann's dress almost blow up when she opened the door?
Yes, that was so good.
Go back and watch that. A+ TV, 5 stars.
All these women. I have to say, just another fashion note, Luann's patent white booties, I hate that look. It's so bad.
Her clothes are never good. And she's always got like some weird ass necklace dripping down into her, like way too low into her cleavage. And it's just.
Somebody told her once that a man looks down at your breasts.
I was going to say, it's to draw the eye in.
I do love how open they are about just wanting to catch a dick.
I think that's a direct quote, is it not?
Yes. Sonia quote, I'm pretty sure. But I just, you know what? I love it. Good. Get it. Let's hear about it. I want to see the aftermath.
I love when they're at a bar and it's like 8 women and 1 guy. That's always the setup.
And they're all like pouncing.
Yes. It's so funny. And they're all so thirsty. And just Ramona's outburst last week, her monologue was like everything. It was everything. It was great.
That was right under the surface. That was locked and loaded.
Yeah, she was
ready. that's my other example of her being a sociopath.
Yes.
No tagging anybody in this.
Well, all like her, this is what doesn't make sense though. Her tagline in the show is, I don't need anybody. I love myself. But her whole storyline is that she needs a guy. Doesn't make any sense.
It's interesting.
Because I think she really is just that afraid to be by herself that she's just built up all these walls. And it's, I mean, apparently that's all of their biggest fears, to be alone. And as Tinsley pointed out, at least you have a daughter.
Yeah. Well, she has her 2 little like Chinese crested dogs.
But then I was thinking in that scene, Tinsley, you have all those eggs. Go put them in a surrogate.
Yeah, do it now. You don't need a man to do that.
Yeah.
That's probably scary for her.
She doesn't want kids. Like every time it really comes up, she doesn't want them. But then she'll play that card of like, oh, but I don't have kids. Like you can't. Right. You
can't. Yeah, and just her talking about Bruce and his 3 kids. Like he's got 3 kids. And it's like, well, that was your storyline last year, is that that's all you want. So,
right.
Oh, Tins. So then they get back to Ramona's house and we wake up with them the next morning to a lovely text from Lou. The Countess is back.
She is insufferable. She thinks really is. That she's easygoing, be cool, don't be all uncool, Lou. But she literally is the most high maintenance of all of them.
No, be cool just means like go along with my program and do what I'm saying. That's cool. I understand, but.
It's cute when we do it. It's way less cute when she does it. It's not a good look for her.
Oh God, she just wants everybody to pander to her at all times. And I mean, she's been to prison.
It is very interesting to like, could you imagine like going on a group trip and just like feeling like you deserve the best room and you deserve the best everything? Like it just makes my head explode. And to have a friend like that, could you imagine having to cater to that?
But they know how insufferable she is. Just like throw her in the good room one time.
And shut this her up. This is what makes good TV. I
know. That's true. I propose that Dorinda follows Ramona around at all times and coaches her through every conversation she ever has again.
I know, that was very good.
That was great. Her hand signals. Wrap it up, wrap it up, wrap it up. So good.
What did the text say? I'm trying to remember.
the gist was that she was very unhappy. There were spiders. It was cold. And she had to leave.
It's a basement, Luann. Like, it's a basement in...
It's a lower level, Kelly.
What do you expect? This was the most annoying Luann moment to me. They're in the kitchen, and she likes to, like, sort of slyly complain about stuff. And she says that there's a spider in the bathroom. And she goes, you know, it was like the itsy bitsy spider. Like, what? Is that a joke? What are you doing? Stop it.
I just wanted to sing on camera. Done.
Yeah, Kelly, I don't know if you know this, but Luann is a cabaret star.
She is a trained vocalist. I forget that because her voice sounds like, I don't know, the gears of a 1953 car grinding, trying to start up after having not being driven for 50 years is what her voice sounds like. But I should remember that she is a cabaret star.
She has toured the country.
How dare you? This is what I mean. She's so insufferable. And like, and it wasn't even like, they only showed it because she was complaining about the spiders again.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Well, and she mentioned like several times over the last two episodes about how she told her children, can you believe it? I'm going to stay at Ramona's when I have this beautiful house. It's like, then why didn't you just go do that the first night?
It doesn't make sense. How far apart are their houses? Maybe is that why, like, she didn't just go home, or she just wanted to be a part of the...
It can't be that far.
I don't think so. I've never been to the Hamptons, but I don't think they're, like, undrivable.
Well, you know, Ramona lives right off the freeway for easy access. Or was it that Bethany lived too close to the freeway? I can't remember.
I remember
Ramona being very specific about the location of things in the Hamptons.
Yeah. Has to be in Southampton.
Yeah. I don't think that Lou is in Southampton because they were like sort of shading her last season. Mm-hmm. Right? Weren't they about where her house was?
I don't know. It was Bethany. When she bought it and Ramona had all those opinions about the resale value. And I don't know. I don't know
Hampton geography well enough.
I would pay to go on like a guided Bravo Liberties tour of the Hamptons.
100%.
Yes. This preview for next week, I'm trying not to get too excited, but is this going to be the best episode we ever have?
I cannot wait. There's naked people.
Who is throwing the torches?
I mean, I thought it was Leah. Was it not Leah?
I think it was Leah too, which makes me even more excited.
Gosh, I love it. And I love a good blurred out boob, as Danny Pellegrino would say. A blurred out boob on a housewife. Like, there's nothing better.
And they're just girlfriends having fun and getting naked.
Just leaving their vibrators out and eat the chicken.
Oh my gosh. Ramona, what is going to happen?
There's a vibrator and a chicken. This is my house. Like, that looked like a bunch of high schoolers got like let loose when their parents were out of town. That was a mess and a half.
Totally. Ramona is going to melt down.
Can't wait.
So excited.
So Kelly, what other Bravo shows are you loving right now?
So I'm a big Vanderpump Rules fan since day
Even
one.
Now?
So I've ridden this wave for so long. It feels right now, like, are you guys watching Vanderpump Rules?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
It just feels like a wedding show now. Like it's just one wedding after another.
Yeah.
And that is very boring. But I do watch every week religiously. I don't miss an episode. So I watch that. I'll watch Beverly Hills, which I usually like. I love Potomac.
I saw that's coming back.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that we had anything. I wonder if they have an entire season.
I don't know.
Just going to be like a halfy. I'll take whatever I can get.
Yeah, I'll take anything. I know Real Housewives of OC they only filmed for like a couple of days before they shut down.
Good. Yeah, I heard that too.
I basically watch anything. I don't watch Below Deck though. Do you prefer Below Deck?
Okay, so that's been my quarantine project, and you need to get on it. It's really good.
Do I need to start from the beginning?
So I started with the most current season of Below Deck because I kept hearing all this fuss about Ashton and everybody. And so I had to see what it was about. And I am hooked. So now I'm going back to the beginning and watching. And I've dragged my husband in with me. So highly recommend.
I watched one episode way kind of back towards the beginning, not the first season, and liked it. But then I just kind of fell off the bandwagon. I got, you know, distracted by other shiny Bravo shows.
Yeah, it's a lot to manage, all these shows.
It is. It keeps my schedule very busy.
Very, very full, right? Going back to Vanderpump, what do you think about the new people?
Okay, so I like Dana. I like new Dana. No, you guys don't like new Dana. Oh, no.
Why do you like her? Tell me. Give me your case.
What do I like about her? I like anybody that gives good confessional. Like, I don't think that I would be friends with her if I worked there, but I think she's clever and smart enough for the show, like a new Stassi.
Yeah, okay.
That's sort of the vibe I get. I also like Charlie. I hate her, but I think she's good for the show.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Sister.
Oh, that was so sad. So bad, but it's a good soundbite. Everyone else, all the other new people, pretty much I hate. I don't know. How do you guys feel?
No, the men are terrible. Mm-hmm. Dana's the most likable out of them, but I don't like, there are just too many people on the show, and it's two very different shows happening, and they're trying to like mesh them all back together now that the wedding is over, and I don't care.
Yeah. Brett is like, I almost can't look at him. He makes gross. Me sick.
He's a fuck boy.
For sure.
Is that like a good thing? Is that like, oh my God. So, Leah having to explain that to Sonia was the best.
I love that. So good. Like Leah doesn't even, like she doesn't mince words. She's like, are you stupid? Like that doesn't make I don't know what that means. That doesn't sound good.
Are you serious?
I can't tell the difference between Max and what's the other one's name?
Brett.
Yes. They look like the same person to me.
Yeah.
Just like in the script, dark hair, male. Yeah.
Douchebag.
Don't care.
Not interested at all. Yeah. Also, it is very hard to watch Tom Sandoval. Towards and Katie this year.
Ooh.
Feels dark.
I always thought that he was just a big fat baby.
Mm-hmm.
But more so now, can you imagine how, after that meltdown at that party, how he acts in private, not in front of the cameras?
Yeah.
I don't think he's home.
Probably not.
Okay, so Kelly, I had an observation in this last episode of Vanderpump. So they're at that little party, dinner thing, whatever. And Schwartz is talking to Jax, telling him how he found the bra. And there's a shot of Lisa like lurking over their shoulders and eavesdropping on the conversation. And then Lisa runs to Katie and is like, let's play a prank on Schwartz. Do you think that Lisa is covering for him? Or do you think that's really her bra?
Whoa, you just blew my mind.
Right?
No, I didn't notice that. That would be crazy. That would be, whoa.
Her story doesn't make any sense. She just handed her bra to somebody and he just shoved it in a bag thinking it was hers. Like, where did you get this bra? Did you just take it off? Like, what happened?
When he got caught, he said, I'm so effed.
Yes, that was what made me, because like his response when Katie was grilling him was not like, I've never seen it. I don't know. Like he like walked away, like his hands on his head, like, ugh. LVP is so like oddly invested in this relationship and like correcting this marriage that something is fishy.
It seems very weird. And yeah, Lisa is, I don't know if it's because she's not filming Housewives anymore, but she seems like she's around so much more. And like, it feels weirder now that she's inserting herself in these parties and these events. Like, you're like 65. Why are you here?
Yes.
And
why are you like going ziplining over the Vegas Strip with them in your 80s prom dress? Like, come on.
That was so bizarre. Ken's like, I'm 100. Let's go home.
I'm tired.
I don't know. It's just something is fishy to me, and that would be so LVP to like still to like cover for him, but also still find a way to be like, haha, I got you. Like, yeah. By like claiming it's hers. You know what I mean? I don't know. Like that was like her like calling card of like, I see you.
Yeah, that would be so messed up. I got to go back and watch that scene though.
I know. Right? I feel like that's what she was accused of, right? On Beverly Hills is being like the mastermind puppeteer. Yeah. And that just seems so out of her book. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, man. That would be a crazy
hot take.
Hot take. I like it.
I have really, really been loving Family Karma.
I haven't watched that. I've heard it's great, though.
Do not sleep on it.
Really? Okay.
So good. It's only, what, 8 episodes?
Well, maybe not. There haven't been 8 yet.
Oh. There's only, like, 8 or 9 total.
Oh. Damn. But I hate that how they do that for the first season. It's so good, though.
Oh, okay.
The cast of characters is just... it's unique, but still, like, you know, like, still the same Bravo formula in a way. It's good. It's so good.
I really hope they bring it back, because Mexican Dynasties that they had, was that last summer? That was just, like, 8 or 9 episodes, too, and they canceled it and never brought it back, and...
Yeah, I loved that, too.
Yeah, I do feel like they need some offshoots from the Housewives, because not that I don't love them, but I like to see... other things. Like, I like to watch Married to Medicine. I like to watch, you know, Vanderpump, just something different. Cause it can get a little formulaic if you're only watching Housewives.
Totally.
So I would.
What was that show they filmed a while ago? It was a short run also. And it originally been Real Housewives of San Antonio.
Mexican Dynasties?
No, it wasn't that one.
What's it called?
Oh man, I can't think of it. But they've had a couple attempts at like a different kind of show other than Housewives on Bravo the last couple years, and nothing's really stuck so far. So.
Do you guys watch Summer House?
Yes.
I don't. I kind of dipped in a little bit. So like when Summer House started and VPR and they kind of like crossed, I started to watch Summer House and then kind of lost interest. Mm-hmm.
The first couple seasons weren't super great, but this last season and then this season, I've been really loving it.
I might need to get on that bandwagon. And I heard that they're coming out with a show like Summer Camp.
I saw that.
I really want to watch.
That's my dream. That's all I want to do is go to a summer camp for adults. I tried to make my kids watch. There's a reincarnate of Bug Juice on Disney Plus, and I tried to get them into it. And all I want to do is watch it. And when I put it on, Tyler thinks I'm the creepiest human because it's like little kids at summer camp. But that was always my dream. So
yeah, I definitely want to watch that. I totally watched Bug Juice growing up. It was like my first dip into the reality TV waters.
Right, me too. So good.
Another show I'm loving on Bravo right now, which Kelly, this could be a good Below Deck entry point for you, is Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
I heard that's good. I haven't seen that either.
I'm liking that one.
I really like Kate Chastain.
Yes.
But I heard that she left.
She did.
But I also heard that she might be coming back with some new show.
Oh, I would be shocked if they didn't try to pitch her something.
Okay.
Because she's just such good TV.
Yes.
But those seasons that she's on the Below Deck are worth watching.
Okay. Yeah, that she was on the 1 or 2 seasons that I did watch. But I've heard her be interviewed, I don't know why, a lot of different times. And every time.
She's so good.
Yeah, she's great
for reality TV.
Yes.
All right. Well, Kelly, can you tell everybody where they can find you?
Sure. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Kelly_Bandis and on Facebook by that name. It's just my name everywhere on the internet, Kelly_Bandis. Or you can find me at my house because that's where I always am.
Kelly is hilarious, you guys. If you need, she does hilarious videos and memes, and she is just a fun personality to watch and follow. So definitely get on it.
your most recent one about going to get food for the family in quarantine was just hilarious. I was just cracking up.
It's fun to do those now because I know my neighbors are all home and they can all see them. More exciting.
Well, thank you so much for soliciting your Bravo knowledge to us. This was a pleasure.
Thank you for letting me force my way on your podcast. It was fun. I just wanted to hang out with some fun grown-ups and talk Bravo.
Oh, I know. It's so nice to see real human faces.
You are welcome anytime.
Seriously. Yeah.
Okay. I'll come back anytime you guys want.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
If you like what you just heard, and we hope you do, you can find more of us online at www.okayestmoms.com. We're also on all social media platforms, Pinterest, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Okayest Moms Blog. Or if you want to, you can send us an email at hey@okayestmoms.com.